Welcome to the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America with Tim Matthews and Frank Bassett. Take it away, boys.
And welcome in, everyone, to a special edition of Golf Talk America. Frank Bassett joining you this morning. We are getting ready for a final round at the WM, I should say. Almost messed it up at the WM. And a Super Bowl. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have, it's just going to be a real fun day of a lot of sports on TV, and especially the WM. You thought I was going to say Super Bowl, didn't you? Anyway, Tim Matthews is on assignment in front of a TV with a cold corona and probably a lot of food right now, but just wanted to get this special edition of Golf Talk America out to you and let you hear right now from some of the leaders at the WM.
All right, Michael, solid day today, tied for second into Sunday. How do you feel about the day and just your week as a whole going into tomorrow?
Yeah, feels really good right now. I hit it better today than even yesterday, I felt like, even though the score was better yesterday. And, you know, if I can keep hitting it the way I did today and roll a few more in, I know I'll have a good day tomorrow.
What's it mean just in general as a PGA Tour member to go into Sunday being in contention at a environment and venue like this?
No, this is one of the premier events, what I think anyway, on the PGA Tour, and to have a chance in the last couple groups on Sunday is what we play for, and looking forward to it tomorrow.
Are you expecting to go sort of all out attack, trying to chase him down?
I'm sorry?
Are you going to go all attack, or do you try to be measured and just piece at a time?
I think I'm just going to try and hit the shot at you know, what's required at the moment, and you know, I know I'm going to have to shoot a really low one. Thomas played absolutely awesome today, so we'll see. You know, with the holes out here, you can make a lot of birdies and bogeys, so I think I'll at least you know, play my game until 9 and then see where we're at.
What would you say is, like, has there been a key moment this week, like when you think of the three rounds, either a shot that kind of propelled you, like a crossroads type of moment?
I think my tee shot on 10 was really key for me yesterday. You know, I was struggling a little bit off the tee, and I was able to see a really good one there, made birdie from there. And also the warm-up this morning, I kind of figured a little bit something out on the with my full swing, and I was able to transfer it over to the course today.
It was no equipment tweak, like.
Luckily, no equipment tweak. Hopefully, no equipment tweaks tomorrow either.
Was today like a swing thought or a different little?
Yeah, more of a swing thought. It's all the same stuff that I've been working on with Sean, but just a little more than what I have been doing.
Michael, the crowds on Saturday here have quite a reputation. I'm wondering what your experience was out there, what the atmosphere was like, and did you have any interactions with the fans during the round?
Nah, I mean, the fans were great today. You know, I was in contention in 2017, I think, here in years past. And, you know, some people have said that they've gone overboard, but I didn't see any of that today.
Jordan, nice par on 18. You seem pretty fired up with the putt. What did it mean to save that par going into tomorrow?
Yeah, it was a messy hole. I didn't play a lot of messy holes, but you know, I was looking at the board and I thought it was maybe either the last group or I could even drop to the third to last group, depending on how the finish was, which is a big deal, especially when you're down whatever it is, 4, 5, 6 shots. So, you know, I thought that was big, and then I knew that I hadn't made a bogey in a while, so I wanted to keep that streak alive. So. It was great. I put the ball on the green even when I was out of position today, played the smart shots, and then on 18 I just decided not to, so it was nice to make it up.
Being in the top 2 or 3 into Sunday, do you feel ahead of the schedule with your comeback? Or
way ahead, yeah. I mean, bad days are going to happen in this process. I'm glad that, you know, today I felt a little off. I wasn't loading right. I wasn't getting positionally where I was getting yesterday, other than maybe 3 or 4 swings the whole day. And to be able to shoot around a score like this where the pins were, and they were a lot harder today. So to be able to do that with not my best stuff makes me feel even better. because it takes a little bit of pressure off, you know, maybe trying to be perfect in coming back. So it's a long road ahead. This is certainly ahead of schedule for this week. I've had a good history here, so, you know, we'll see how it. I continue to progress on other courses. But, you know, tomorrow I'm going to have to hit more fairways because I'm going to have to hit it closer to try to catch Thomas.
16 and 17, did you think you had both of those?
I thought 16 was low, and then with about 4 feet to go, like, it never started breaking. I'm like, well, that actually might catch the right edge. But I actually thought it was low pretty much the whole time. And then 17 was kind of long. I was glad to be on the green with a decent look on 17 from hitting that bunker. So I was pretty off the tee today, and I made it work, and I hit some important drives in the fairway. But, you know, there's a few spots that I hit it. You just can't go out here, and I was fortunate to be able to make some pars.
Thomas goes out in 31. You were talking about the pin placements, and then 65 from out in front. What do you make of that? And is five shots too far back for the group?
You know, on this course, not necessarily. I mean, I know I got a pretty good idea on where the pins are tomorrow, and if anything, they're going to be a little bit easier. That doesn't mean that he's going to let up. You know, sometimes when you're playing that good, you're playing that good. But, you know, if he doesn't fill it up tomorrow and posts a round of, you know, even a couple under, you know, it's definitely catchable. But, you know, if he shoots five, then that's probably out of the picture.
Matt, if there's a course, like you said, that you can chase, and this is a guy who hasn't won before, is the key to just get your name a little closer early so he starts to feel it?
Yeah, I think trying to make up shots through nine holes is big. And then when you turn, you know, everything changes Sunday on the back nine. So in this back nine in particular, you can go, you know, five under on the back nine, especially even in the last six holes. So, you know, it's a lot can be done, and you start getting risk reward. And, you know, if you're close enough, you know, it's not the easiest place to hold on to a lead because there is trouble. But if you're trying to chase, there are birdies. So he's going to have to be in that mindset of chasing a number. And everybody else is going to have to be in a mindset of trying to shoot as slow as they can.
Sorry, Jordan, what do you make of the rigor of the front nine compared to the scoring of the back in previous years? Has it played differently than it has this year in particular? What do you make of what you've seen out there?
I don't believe so. I don't know the stats on it. To me, you know, you're trying to play the front nine in two under and you're trying to play the back in three. You know, you kind of have, you know, if you can hit a good drive, a couple shots on number three and then steal one somewhere else with a wedge. And then the back nine, you get the two par fives and a drivable par four. So, you know, in my head, that's where I go to is, you know, wait, if you get a good club and a good chance on a hole, you know, fire in. But for the most part, that's what you're trying to do. So I would say the back nine, you know, should lend lower scores. But it also, you know, you see 30 on the back, but you can see 40 on the back. And you're not really going to see, you know, 30 or 40 on the front. They're going to be more towards par, I think.
Hey, everybody. Frank Bassett here, and I want to tell you about something that I personally use and absolutely love. It's called Prize Picks. Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action. With over 10 million members and billions of dollars in award winnings, Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to all. You just pick more or less on at least two players for a shot to win up to, wait for it, 1,000 times your cash. Run your game all season long on Prize Picks, okay? That's what you got to do. And I got to tell you, you can now win up to, again, I've got to emphasize this, 1,000 times your money on Prize Picks. I mean, come on, man. 1,000 times your money? Got to do it. And this is what you got to do. You got to sign up today. And guess what? You get $50 off or $50 instantly when you play $5. Again, you get $50 instantly when you play just $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Guaranteed, okay? Hey, folks, Prize Pick is the best way to win real money this entire football season, which is almost coming to an end here. We're getting ready, aren't we? Which players are going off? Which ones aren't? Make your picks in less than 60 seconds and turn your sports opinions into real money all season long on Prize Picks. Now, I got to tell you, I said earlier, I personally use Prize Picks. I absolutely love it. I've used a lot of different things, okay? Platforms, whatever you want to call them. Prize Picks is the one I settled on. It's my favorite. It's easy. It's fun. And I'm making money at it. I'm not going to say how much because you never know who may be listening. It might be those three-letter people somewhere that want to know how much money I've made. But anyway, I got to tell you, you got to go do it. It really is a fabulous platform. And I personally guarantee you that you'll have a great time utilizing Prize Picks. So here's what I want you to do. Download the app today and use code GOLFER, G-O-L-F-E-R, to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup, okay? Download the app today and use code GOLFER to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. Run your game.
Thomas, that start going out 31, I mean, especially with the pin placements today, what was working there?
I've said it multiple times already. Getting off to such a good start was kind of the dream today. You know, I felt a bit nervous on the first, and, you know, I hit that nine iron on 2-3 feet on the first hole. Hit many fairways as well. I mean, I don't think I missed a shot in the first 5-6 holes. That felt pretty comforting, to be honest. I was kind of on a roll. You know, I was kind of trusting my game and trusting my ball flight and kind of seeing the shots. And I've been putting well, to be honest, as well, which helps. But definitely pretty happy with the way I handled it the whole day, to be honest.
I mean, either way, it was going to be a sizable lead going into Sunday. But
yeah,
that,
I mean, I haven't even looked at 18. I haven't even looked at the scoreboard, to be honest. But yeah, I mean, the putt on 18, you know, I kind of drifted right. It wasn't a bad drive on 18, but just kind of leaked right a little bit, and I had a horrible shot with the upslope. It was sitting down a little bit, so I was just trying not to make six, really. Gave myself a great look for par, and, you know, took my medicine, and it worked.
Thomas, you did a great job scrambling a little bit on that back nine. You got stuck behind that cactus that one time and everything. Just kind of walk us through that shot and just how you kind of managed to get out of some trouble.
It's pretty clear down there. So I was kind of, I mean, not surprised, but, you know, I could have ended up in the cactus, to be honest. So in a way, it's kind of a good break as well. But, hole 11 and hole 13 were two good saves, you know. Bit of a shame because 13 feels like an easy birdie out there, you know, but the wind switched a little bit. It's kind of weird, like towards the middle of the round, the wind switched a little bit, and we're kind of expecting to play 13 down off to left, and suddenly switch kind of into off to left. Suddenly that tee shot becomes a little bit tougher. Obviously 14, 15, 16 were then playing easier with that wind switch. It was good scrambling, and I think 11 was key as well, you know. Hole 11, I leaked it right again, took my medicine, great up and down, and it was a good par.
How long has it been since you've had a 5-shot lead going into a final round? Have you ever had that?
Maybe on Challenge Tour. I mean, my only win as a pro was a Challenge Tour. I won by 12 on the Challenge Tour, so I think I finished like 29 or 30 under. I can't remember what was my lead after Saturday, but maybe probably something like that, yeah.
On some courses, you can protect a lead, but this seems to be like one where you'll have to keep your foot down a little bit. Is that the mentality? Keep playing the way you have been, rather than...
Yeah, I mean, I noticed today that the greens were a little bit softer, fraction softer, so I felt like although those pin positions were tougher, it wasn't as bouncy as what we've had the last couple of days. I was surprised a few times, really thinking, oh, this is going to bounce over the green or bounce right at the flag, and I ended up like 15 feet shorter of where I thought my ball was going to end up being. There's birdies out there, you know, especially... like I did today and like I did the last couple of days, if you manage the front nine pretty well, there's plenty of opportunities on the back nine. You know, they're all birdieable, 13, 15, 16, 17, and 18, again, with a good drive. So definitely some good chances out there.
I'm going to take you back a long way, 6 years or so. Last time you faced a somewhat massive, hostile crowd as you were trying to close something out, that was at the World Cup in Australia when the Australians were charging, but you played very well. I know it's a long time ago, but can you take that out there tomorrow?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I remember, I think we ended up winning by two or three. We birdied the last, so we won by three, I think. But I still remember sitting on that 18 tee at Metropolitan and hitting one of the best drives of the whole week, you know. I was kind of under pressure as well. We'd OB left and deep bunkers right. And so definitely kind of good little boost of good memory, actually. I kind of forgot about that, but definitely didn't forget about that shot. But that was a great week with Thomas Peters, and that was probably the last time I was heading into Sunday with such a big lead.
Knowing what is possible tomorrow, what is the key for you to stay steady mentally and kind of not think about that moment almost?
Yeah, I think it's inevitable. You'll think about it no matter what, you know. It's just all about how you deal with those emotions, you know. Like, it's okay to think about it, but then try to come back in the present. I think that's that will be the key for tomorrow, you know. Like, that's what meditation can help you with, you know. Like, when your mind kind of spirals and goes into the future like that, forward thinking, and that's kind of where you need to be, like, sharp and recognize that moment and going back into the present.
I know it's been written that when you first got to America for college, you could run a little hot on the course and Mike Small helped you out. How important has an improved mental game been to allow you to get into a position
like
this?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's been 8 years now on the PGA Tour, on the main tour. I played on the DP World before, and this is my third year on the PGA Tour. So I feel like the experience that I've acquired has been, it's been great, to be honest. You know, I feel like I still get a little bit lightheaded sometimes, hot-headed, sometimes. Especially when I'm tired and physically tired and mentally tired after a couple of weeks. But I'm sharp now, you know. I'm better with my scheduling as well, so I'm able to come to weeks better prepared and mentally fresher and physically fresher as well. So I think that kind of helps me as well.
What do you love most about golf, about this game?
It's just everything, you know. It's kind of an all-around game, you know. It teaches you everything in life, you know. It teaches you how to deal with emotions, pressure, if someone is a cheater, if someone is not a cheater, just everything, you know. So it's a nice way of learning how to deal with life, I think.
Do you have anyone from Belgium here with you this week following along?
I've got my wife and two kids. They're around.
So there you have it. You've heard from some of the leaders. We'll see what it how it shakes out today in a couple of places, in Arizona and in Louisiana. It's going to be a great afternoon of sports. Enjoy the golf tournament. Enjoy the Super Bowl, whoever you're rooting for. And we're not going to say who we're rooting for because we don't want to ostracize our listeners. For the Golf Talk America crew, I'm Frank Bassett saying thanks very much for listening, and we will catch you this week on the Golf Talk America Network.